You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Since last year, firefighters have been carrying out hour-long rolling strikes every week, criticising the state of fire and emergency New Zealand and labelling the present situation a dire emergency. Firefighters have been calling for increased staffing, better pay and healthcare, and a modern vehicle fleet. With frequent appliance breakdowns and short staffing, there are concerns that New Zealand's emergency services are stretched to capacity. Some are also requesting an independent inquiry into the management and funding of FENS. I spoke with Martin Campbell, the National Vice President and Auckland Secretary of the New Zealand Professional Firefighters Union, about the ongoing industrial action, what issues the fire service and firefighters currently face, and what the Professional Firefighters Union hopes can be achieved. So it feels like every week we hear more news about problems with fire and emergency in New Zealand and about firefighters dealing with old equipment and appliances not working. What is the current state of the fire service?
Well, unfortunately, the current state is we are quite literally in a dire emergency, and that's no joke. What the industrial action has allowed our firefighters and our 111 emergency dispatchers and trainers to do is actually speak publicly about the concerns in fire and emergency. Without that industrial action, we have a gag order. We're gagged by media policy, but thankfully with industrial action, we can actually speak our voice. So we're able to bring to the public's attention the actual state our fire and emergency has been put in by the chief executive and his executive leadership team. It's an appalling state with fire trucks breaking down, fire stations closing down due to lack of staffing, 111 emergency centres having to be closed down and calls having to be taken from the other end of the country. It's a very terrible state that we're in, unfortunately.
Yeah, and what are the demands of the firefighters on strike and why is the firefighters union calling the current situation a dire emergency?
Well, we've got some just simple requests. We want our concerns listened to. We want safe systems of work. So firefighters, for example, have we're exposed to a lot more chemicals and things that make us more susceptible to cancers. So we want fire and emergency to recognise that if a firefighter gets cancer, that it's deemed to be a work accident instead of having to fight for a current process to say what fire we happen to get our cancer in, things like that. We want, of course, fire trucks that are fit for the purpose and can actually get to fire calls and are safe to use and don't break down. The average age of fire trucks across New Zealand are over 20 years old. That's how ridiculous the state of the fleet is in. We've got fire stations that are closing down because of a lack of firefighters and a lack of fire and emergency, increasing the number of career firefighters across New Zealand. We haven't had any increasing in firefighter numbers since the 1990s. That's how ridiculous it is. When you look at, for example, the population of Auckland, 1.8 million people, we have half the number of career firefighters per capita than any other city in New Zealand. So we're in a real poor state. So we just need these concerns addressed.
Yeah, I mean, how did we get to this point and why has nothing been done about this before?
Well, we got to the point when the organisation was created back in 2017 when the New Zealand Fire Service became fire and emergency with the change in the Act. Unfortunately, since the creation of the new organisation, essentially nothing has been done to resolve these concerns around the fleet, around increasing the number of career firefighters across New Zealand, increasing the number of 111 emergency dispatchers that answer the public's 111 call in their time of need. We haven't had any increases in those. So it's pretty much the various chief executives, particularly this one and his executive leadership team, have just seemed to sat on their hands and done nothing, despite nearly a twofold increase in the take-home of the fire levies that the organisation is getting.
What is the union hoping to achieve with the strikes, and do you see an end to the current negotiations?
Well, we're hoping to at least get fire and emergency back around the bargaining table, because obviously if we're not at the bargaining table, this is just going to be here in perpetuity, unfortunately. So we need fire and emergency to come back to the table and actually start these discussions again with fire and emergency, how we can resolve these incredibly important situations that we have. How do we resolve firefighters being able to come to work and know that they're going to be safe and to be able to go home safely? How can we make sure that 111 emergency calls are going to be answered in a timely manner, and that fire trucks are going to be dispatched to the public's emergency calls when they are calling 111 in their time of need. So we need to be able to get back to the bargaining table, and we need the chief executive to make sure that happens.
Can we expect any escalations if these demands aren't met?
Well, escalations are always, our very last resort. You know, the firefighters and dispatchers, we don't take this industrial action lightly. That's why we're only restricting it to 2 one-hour periods a week. You know, fire and emergency rolls the dice on a daily basis with New Zealanders. We have breakdowns and fire station closures all the time, every day, all day. 2 hours a week, that's the bare minimum that we're kind of willing to take to try and resolve the issue. We don't want to be in this position, and we're hoping that with a bit of pressure, the organisation will come to the bargaining table.
You were talking about how FENS was receiving more funding. Where is this money currently going, and where would you like to see it go?
Well, that's a good question. Where is the money actually going? The Parliamentary Select Committee has called for an inquiry into the fleet of fire and emergency as to where the current state of the fleet of the organisation is, where is the money going that is supposed to be spent on fleet. We haven't had any new fire trucks introduced in the last 7 or 8 years across New Zealand, and this has caused our fleet now to become over 20 years old on average. You know, we've got a ridiculous situation where some of these fire trucks that our firefighters are driving in are actually older than the firefighters themselves. That's ridiculous. It's not what a proper first world fire emergency service should be doing. So the questions have to be asked is, where is the levy money being spent? Because it doesn't seem to be spent on frontline services.
Yeah. How does New Zealand compare to other countries in the world?
Well, New Zealand, you know, we rely very heavily on a volunteer model for fire and emergency, except in the cities and the provinces. So we've got nearly 10,000 firefighters across New Zealand. About 2,000 of those are career firefighters. But the majority of those career firefighters are in the cities and the provinces. So they're looking after probably 75% of the population of New Zealand, where New Zealanders live, work and play. So career firefighters, despite being a small number, actually are responsible for a very big part of protecting New Zealanders on their day-to-day lives. You know, when I mentioned before, Auckland has half the number of career firefighters per capita than any other city across New Zealand. That's absolutely ridiculous position to be in, 2026. We haven't had any increase in staffing since the 1990s. We've got a population now of 1.8 million people in Auckland. Urban sprawl is going up and it is going out, and we are taking longer to get to people's emergencies. That needs to be addressed.
The executive this year got a substantial pay rise. Salaries for firefighters have not really changed in the last few years. What does this say about FENS and its leadership?
Well, there's something to be said about the executive leadership and the board. The board got a 75% increase for their annual salaries. Firefighters haven't had an increase in their pay since 2024. So, you know, that's, what are we now, almost 2 years now without a pay rise. So that's, you know, things that, as we can see out in the world, are getting very expensive. One only needs to try and fill their car up now to see how expensive it is to fill a car up. We haven't had pay rises in over 2 years. Firefighters are starting to hurt, and it's, you know, it's symptomatic of an organisation that seems to not care about its staff and not care about the operational side of the organisation.
In terms of solutions, do you think central government should have a greater role in managing New Zealand's emergency services?
Well, there's been talk about how the organisation is funded in general. The can's been kicked down the road several times by several governments on that. How the organisation is funded is one conversation. We kind of argue that the organisation has a significant amount of funding through the fire levies. It's whether that funding has actually been spent on the right places. You know, the organisation wasted $60 million on a payroll project that went absolutely nowhere. We've had like nearly $10 million spent on uniform projects that have gone nowhere. There seems to be a massive amount of wastage of public money being spent by the organisation, and there doesn't seem to be any accountability for any senior management as to this wastage of money. So we kind of have to say is, maybe the funding model needs to be looked at, but certainly the money that the organisation does get needs to be reviewed as to where is it going and is it going in the right place.
I've been reading a bit about the history of firefighting in New Zealand, and it seems major reforms in firefighting only began to be implemented after the disastrous 1947 Ballantines fire, which claimed 41 lives. Do you worry that it might take another catastrophe to implement the necessary changes in the fire service?
It's always a concern. The Ballantines fire, like you say, back in 47, 48, was a massive wake-up call to New Zealand back in the time, and we had the National Fire Service Act implemented soon after that. And that got reviewed in 1975, but now we have the Fire and Emergency Act that was instigated in 2017, and the fire service was disestablished and fire and emergency was created. Whether that is working, is still to be seen. I would sort of wonder, are we a better organisation as fire and emergency in the sense of are we able to provide a better job now than we were as the New Zealand Fire Service? I'm not sure about that. It certainly doesn't seem it to frontline firefighters and frontline staff that we're able to do a better job. That, that needs to be seen. Again, it comes back to the funding and the leadership of the organisation seems to be very wanting and not where it needs to be.
But are you worried that we might be putting lives at risk?
Lives are being put every day on the line by fire and emergency. Every time a fire truck breaks down and fails to get to a fire is a danger to the public. Every time a fire station has to close because there's not enough career firefighters to staff the station, that's a major danger to the public every day. Every time a fire truck is running short, that's a danger to firefighters and the public. Every time your 111 emergency call centre has to close down, that's a danger to the public who are having to make the 111 calls. So yeah, there's no doubt about it. The public is being endangered on a daily basis by the leadership of the fire and emergency and the decisions they are making and the priorities that they seem to be leading the organisation towards. So, yes, there's a real concern that there is a danger to the public and there may be another disaster could potentially be a result.
And with an election coming up, are you hopeful that we might see any changes?
Well, always hopeful that we see changes. The election has spurred some government parties to maybe wake up and take a notice. We appreciate any help from any political party that is willing to take on our concerns and to try and hold the organisation to account and to try and get some positive change to make us safer New Zealand.
That was Martin Campbell, Vice President of the New Zealand Professional Firefighters Union, speaking about the ongoing firefighter strikes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.